The Václav Havel Library was established 2 years ago as an attempt to build an institution similar to presidential libraries in the United States and is essentially a collection of the former president's works in the various stages of his life, dissident, playwright, president. However, its organizers wanted to be more than just a collection of dusty books and papers. The library has now moved to a new location, the Montmartre Gallery in Prague's Old Town, and its director, Martin Seputna, says there are big plans ahead.
The reason for this move was the possibility to make the new space for a broad scale of activities, workshops, conferences, little exhibits, and programs. Children. When saying learning program, I don't mean a certain sum of facts, books, papers of Václav Havel, but primarily a way how to learn young people to think critically about the Czech history, about freedom, democracy in the past and also in the present time. So to learn them to compare the past and their life in the present, and to think critically about both.
How does Mr. Havel himself like the Václav Havel Library, and is he involved at all in any of these activities?
Well, Mr. Havel's health is far from ideal, and we invite him every time, but we are never absolutely sure whether he comes or not.
Does the library portray the former president in a human light as well? I understand there is a light-hearted side to it.
Yes, we try to make something different from the usual memorial sort of mausoleum for a living person. And therefore, the exhibit is full of sweet jokes, of joking on the address of Václav Havel. I stress that this is sweet joking, that we don't want to ridicule him absolutely. But as we know that he himself writes with irony about himself, about his dissidency, about his presidency, about passions. So we tried to think in the same way, to imitate him in this way. So, for instance, there is a collection of Havel's books in Czech as well as in different other languages. But besides the real Havel's books, we prepared a collection of books which Havel never wrote. So we invented a collection of ironic titles of books Havel could theoretically write. For instance, Cooking for Charter 77, Cooking for Dogs, Cooking Dogs, Women, Volume 1, Women, Volume 2, etc., etc.
And how does Mr. Havel like this? Is he amused?
Well, he did not see it yet because the opening, he unfortunately was in bad shape physically. So I hope that in next days I will show him the exhibit, and I'm pretty sure the laugh.
Martin Putna, the head of the Václav Havel Library, on how it is being transformed into a lively, interactive center of debate. For more information on the library, please go to www.václavhavellibrary.org. Now it's time for our Monday Sports Roundup with Ian Williams.